Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you remember Victoria Jackson with her ukulele on Saturday Night Live, and she is out there doing it again. Victoria, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great because I have the honor of telling the veterans and the armed forces that they are my heroes. I love them. I pray for their safety, and God bless them all. I love you so much. Thank you for being our heroes and protecting us. Thank you.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. Thank you so much for that. And also thank you for my daughter.
Oh, is she in the armed forces?
No, but she plays the ukulele.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun, easy instrument.
It is a great instrument, and not a lot of people can play it like you can.
Well, it's not hard, and it's so happy sounding.
Yeah, it's always so happy sounding. And I don't know if you ever get to meet Don Ho?
I did not meet him, but I've seen him on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of brought the ukulele back when you were on Saturday Night Live, and now you're still doing some stuff with the ukulele. You've got a Christmas album coming out, and is it a Christmas album or is it just a hilarious album?
It does have a Christmas and a New Year's song on it. It has stand-up comedy on it and 18 songs that I wrote in the last 11 years since I moved to Nashville. And it has deep topics, but there's a lot of comedy sprinkled in there.
It's called When I Get to Nashville, and it's all about you determined to find your way to the Grand Ole Opry stage. Well, what do you think of Nashville? How long have you lived there? 11 years?
Yeah, I love it. It's super nice people, rolling hills, four seasons, and a lot of songwriters. And songwriters are very in touch with feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Victoria Jackson here on the National Defense. I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody that goes to Nashville. How do you feel about Crystal Hamburgers?
I have not been yet.
What?
I know. I try to avoid hamburgers because everyone said they're bad for you.
Oh, well, not Crystal's. I grew up in Knoxville, and that was like one of the five food groups.
Oh, well, I'll have to try it.
Yeah, you're going to have to try. I just watched something of you on YouTube. It was you and Woody Harrelson playing a game, Who's Dumber? That was emceed by John Lovitz. Hilarious. That was so, I mean, there really has not been anybody like you on SNL since you were there. You brought some kind of a freshness and a very, I don't know, kind of a natural feel to the show.
Oh, thank you. John Lovitz wrote that the other day. He texted me and he said that he just watched it on YouTube too. And he said, you know, I wrote that and I'd forgotten that. The writers, you know, writing is the most important part of it all. And that's the hard part.
Yeah. Did you ever do any writing on SNL?
I did. I didn't have much training for it, so I did a lot of handstands on the update desk, and I wrote some songs like I'm Not a Bimbo and Where Do You Draw the Line Between Love and Adultery, and those got on. And so that was fun. I realized when I moved to Nashville, I thought, I've been writing songs since I was a child. My first song was like, I turn my dimple into a beauty mark, and no one knows what really goes on beneath the black dot of my face. I'm not a disgrace anymore. And I started realizing that all my songs were my problems that my brain had been working on. They spurted out into a poem, and they always had a resolution at the end. So I thought, oh, that must be the way that I deal with life. And I think it goes back to my upbringing in the Baptist church, where all the hymns, which I love, they all have that the rhyming meter of la 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 can la 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 dan old rugged cross da 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 la, you know. And I thought, I think that was a big impact on me.
Now, you never played your ukulele in church, did you?
I did when not. Have I? I did play it at youth group. We used to sing, just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk with thee, with Jesus. I used to do that.
I love that. There should be more ukuleles in churches.
Yeah.
We're talking to Victoria Jackson here in the National Defense. And in addition to the album, she can also be seen in the upcoming Christmas comedy Jingle Smells. And John Schneider, who's been on his show, he's in it. Eric Roberts, who's been on his show, have not had Jim Brewer. I love Jim Brewer, is also in the movie. Excuse me. And so when does that come out?
It came out on Thanksgiving. It came out this week, and it's on Rumble, I think, and probably other places, but it's a comedy about political correctness.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's so funny, too. Jim Brewer is hilarious to me. Does he make you laugh?
Yes. Sometimes I can't understand what he's saying because he's kind of screaming, but he is funny and he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm.
I just reading some things about you, and I kind of remember this when you were doing handstands on the Johnny Carson show while you recited your poetry, which is kind of how you got discovered, right?
Yeah, I think that was my little gimmick, and I'll sing about it. The last line of my first song on my album goes like this. Can you hear the ukulele?
Yes.
Okay, when I get to Nashville, I'm gonna knock him dead. I'll be the only country singing star who can sing standing on her head. I'll play my ukulele at the Opry and make their hearts stand still. I'm gonna be a country star when I get to Nashville. You know, everybody has a gimmick. Dolly Parton has a gimmick. She has two gimmicks. I'll have three gimmicks because I can do a handstand. If Dolly Parton did a handstand, she'd suffocate herself. What a good laugh. You have a good laugh.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's called When I Get to Nashville, 18 hilarious songs from Victoria Jackson. It's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much for the time, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
I love you, military and veterans. I love you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.